Here's a question. Briefly, sex is the binding force. This is why we came to the world. This is from a lecture I gave. But as we know that we come from Goloka Dham, where there is no sex, how do we get into this desire as it is absent there? Can this please be explained? Generally, the question that's asked in this regard is, if we're with Krishna, how could we leave him? Which is, so this is an aspect. If there's not a desire existing in the spiritual realm, how could that desire develop? It could be answered in many ways, and many of which are not completely logical or satisfying. So let me start the general principle that we turn our back on Krishna being attracted by something in this world, which is generally the desire to control and enjoy. And so naturally the question is, why would we desire to control and enjoy if we're purely spiritual? And one of the answers that Prabhupada has given is that independence can always be misused. So the best way I can explain it is that now we have the opportunity to be Krishna conscious, have the opportunity to take shelter of a guru, we have the opportunity to see the deities or become initiated and serve the deities. And we can turn away at any moment because we have that independence. So because Krishna has given us that independence, it's always available. Now, when we go back to Godhead, we won't come down. Although Prabhupada was asked about this. He said, you could, but you won't. And the answer you could, I would say, is more of a textbook answer. In other words, you have free will, so therefore you could. But once going back to Godhead, you don't. And Krishna says that also. Now, that complicates the issue a little bit. Because if once going back, you don't fall, then the question is, how could you fall? Which brings up the next question, did we actually fall from Goloka? Now this is being debated. Because Prabhupada said we did, and Prabhupada also said that we didn't. And other acharyas have said we didn't. So the fact that we fell from Goloka is not an undisputed fact. So if we didn't fall from Goloka, if we weren't there directly in Krishna's presence, obviously it would be easier to answer this question. The simple answer would be, we were in a marginal position and we had a choice to go to the spiritual or go to the material. Now Prabhupada said, we came to the material because we were attracted by sexual desire, and either gross or subtle, which is desire to control, be powerful, or the gross desire to enjoy sensually. That would make more sense. To be in Leela with Krishna directly doesn't really make sense, and that's where people have a difficult time understanding. And so it then becomes a question of not why we fell, but more of a question of where we fell from. Was it actually from Goloka? Did we actually fall from Leela on the earth? Were we part of that Leela and fell? Were we in Brahman or in the body of Mahatattva, body of Mahavishnu? And so there are different debates and different theories on this. But I like to focus on the fact that we did turn our back to Krishna. That's the reality. And Prabhupada's answer is that we have that choice. And unfortunately, we made the wrong choice. And as soon as you turn your back, then you come under the control of material energy. So as soon as that desire is there, that's it. Everything's forgotten. Just, you know, that I would want to experience that, and then material energy fulfills that desire. And in verses that describe how we turned away from Krishna. Basically, the description is given that when you turn away, you come under the control of the modes of nature. So once you're under the controls of the modes of nature, that's forgetfulness. You forget your position and everything. It's just like now, we don't know our relationship with Krishna. But when we get out of the modes of nature, we'll know it. So even if we were with Krishna, in that one moment that we turned away, then where our consciousness becomes covered. Just like Krishna was on earth and people saw him, but if their consciousness was covered, they didn't understand him. So even if you want to say, I did fall from Goloka, or I did fall from Gokula, from the earthly pastimes, just like the demons were with Krishna, but they didn't see Krishna. So you can't see Krishna if you don't have devotion. So if I turn away, at that split second that I turn away, then I can be with Krishna and not see him and not be attracted. So I know that's probably not a satisfying answer, because naturally the question comes, if I'm with Krishna in the spiritual world and there is no modes of nature, why would I turn away in the first place? And that's where the debate comes in about, were we in Leela or were we not in Leela? But whatever the case is, once you make a decision to turn away, even if you're with Krishna, it's your consciousness is not with Krishna. Just like in the material world, we can be with Krishna even though physically we're in this world by thinking of him, chanting his holy name, and so forth. The demons can be in Krishna's presence on the pastimes on this earth and not be with Krishna, because they're not Krishna conscious, so they don't see him. They're in material consciousness, so even though they're with Krishna, they're not. So the answer is, once we enter into material consciousness, then everything's covered, and we don't see Krishna in our relationship and don't experience it. Again, you're probably asking, how could that happen? And again, the answer Prabhupada gave was, you have independent choice and you could use it. And at least that's our experience here in this world, that we always have a choice to turn to Krishna or against or away from him. So I hope that didn't confuse you. I don't know if it satisfied your answer, but it's how I understand it. Hare Krishna.